Conversation now with Trey and Olivia Heiner. We're moving close to the time when they bring the real meaning of Christmas back into Star Valley in Western Wyoming with the traditional sleigh ride at their Bedford area home and their farm and ranch. They give people a chance to remember the nativity, a live nativity. We're standing now at with their wonderful children in their home area, and they're working on getting a barn ready for a warm barn this year for this event. Tell us now, you're in your fifth year. Which one of you want to start? Your fifth year that you're doing this. And you're doing it because it honors your son's memory, it honors the Savior, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell us how it's all coming together this year for 2024.
We're excited for it. It's coming together really good. We got some new improvements with the barn being heated and insulated this year for people waiting to get on the sleigh so they can stay warm. Just a lot of preparations going on right now with the getting the animals and the teams and the sleighs all ready and nativity lit up and stuff, but it's coming together good.
Okay. Olivia, you've watched this unfold over the years. Has it gotten any easier or is it a way now that you can still bring it together without as much work as it was that first year?
A lot of the thinking has been taken out of it, which is nice. We just kind of know what we need to get, what we need volunteers for, things like that, which is really nice. And as soon as I post about the live nativity coming up, I have people, let us know how we can help. Yeah. We want to help, get lots of messages that way. So really my getting the volunteers together and things like that has just come together so quickly this year. I feel like every year it's a little bit faster, so willing to help out.
The logistics, if you were to describe this, you've got a scene where you've got five different horse-drawn hay wagons going out to the nativity scene, and they're all timed so that it's perfect. Tell us about when they arrive out at the nativity scene, what can they expect there?
So out at the nativity scene, there will be people playing the place of Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, just kind of how it was at the stable when Christ was born. Okay. They will pull up and a recording will play of a little boy telling the Christmas story from Luke 2. And as that ends, and there will be sheep down there as well, so some farm animals. And then once that ends, just some soft music will play and you'll pull away in your sleigh and take your fire-lit drive back to the barn.
So about 15 to 20 minutes for the actual experience, but if it's a crowd, you may have to wait in line a little bit, but in a warm barn this year, right?
Yes, correct. The actual experience is 15 to 20 minutes, but the line can get longer, can be kind of a wait. We try to keep it moving as quickly as we can, but if you get here towards the start of the evening or the end, your wait in line will probably be shorter.
Okay. And you've got little ones here with us. Tell us their names.
So we've got Goldie, and she's 6 months old, and Quincy is two.
And they're all part of the preparation early on, but they go to a sitter during that night so the two of you can work this large crowd at your place here in Bedford, right?
Yes, correct. It's just a little too much to juggle them and all the things going on down here. They'll come and go for a ride down. At least for sure, Quincy will go for at least one ride down to see the nativity scene.
Your thoughts on what we accomplish here, remembering and honoring your son and honoring the Savior at Christmas. Who would like to speak to that? Yeah, you're both pointing at each other. We'll give you both a turn.
You bet. We look forward to it every year. It means so much to us to be able to return the gift of Christ to the people that gave it to us.
Wonderful thought. Okay.
Yeah, we're just so thankful. Oh, sorry, for the people in this community and how they just rallied around us and helped us in some of our darkest, hardest moments. And it's just nice to be able to do something, to give back, and help people realize what's the most important thing in our life and the greatest gift we've ever been given, which is our Savior.